Tell me something good about Connecticut.
Here is a story about another company that's moving its operations to Connecticut. Now, we've had quite a few this year, but this one is about one of the best-known companies in the whole world. Coca-Cola, heard of them?
I've heard of them.
Coke. Specifically, the Coca-Cola Bottling Company of Northern New England is going to invest $64 million in Connecticut. They're going to build a new sales and distribution center in South Windsor, and they're going to expand their bottling plant in East Hartford, moving those operations to Connecticut from Massachusetts. So Connecticut is Coke territory, and in the Hartford region, Coke products make up 45% of the soft drink market. Wow.
Wow.
Compare that. 45%. Compare that to 17.8% in North America.
Wow.
Yeah, that's quite a difference, right?
You like Coke.
And their East Hartford bottling plant, which runs 24 hours a day, has been adding robotics, which means they've been adding high-tech jobs to their 500-person workforce. They're also going to be adding jobs to the new distribution center when it comes online. So the next time you have a Coke, you'll be enjoying another good thing about Connecticut. Now, Connecticut certainly knows how to dress up for the holidays, and filmmakers have taken notice. Just this year, Connecticut has been featured in 4 new holiday movies.
We know some of these.
Mm-hmm. Here's a couple of destinations that were included. Our little town of Wethersfield was featured in Christmas on Honeysuckle
Lane. Saw that one.
It was on the Hallmark Channel. Recognizable locations there was Heirloom Market at Comstock Ferry, Silas Robbins Bed and Breakfast, Webb Dean Stevens Museum, and Lucky Lou's. I love Lucky Lou's.
Lucky Lou's is awesome.
Then there's Old Mystic Village, which can be seen in the brand new Lifetime Channel movie, A Very Nutty Christmas, along with Savor Cafe and Bakery in Centerbrook. There's also the town of Essex, featured in Hallmark's Christmas at Pemberley Manor. That features the historic Griswold Inn. Also, downtown Brantford and Tweed New Haven Airport are featured in Romance at Reindeer Lodge. That's on the Hallmark Channel. From idyllic small towns to beautiful historic attractions, it's no wonder that Connecticut is the perfect backdrop for these holiday films. Now, November ended, right?
It did end, and we have a winner of our November CT Visit prize pack. Frank Barron from Bristol, Connecticut, picks up a couple of admissions to the Aldrich Contemporary Art Museum in Ridgefield. Also, 2 race vouchers to the new RPM Raceway in Stamford. They even have an inside bowling alley, arcade, restaurant, and bar.
Lots of fun.
And, of course, the CT still revolutionary swag.
Now, that means we have a new prize up for grabs for December. You get yourself registered to win the CT Visit prize pack, and you could win a $50 voucher to Painted by the Shore and Do-It-Yourself Box Kit. That's Painted by the Shore, offering one-of-a-kind paint and sip glasses at local vineyards and breweries throughout Connecticut and a variety of DIY projects and products online. You're also going to get a Connecticut-themed throw pillow and a custom Connecticut holiday tote bag.
I saw them. They're cute.
The 203 Company. It's a lifestyle brand that offers trendy and locally designed products and apparel that showcase Connecticut pride. Plus, you're going to get some Connecticut Still Revolutionary swag, including a tote bag and a t-shirt. All you have to do is head online and go to WRCH.com and click on Contest to get yourself entered to win.